Humanity has defined itself using sound and music. But what is the real power of sound? And can music be used as a tool to control the minds of people?
It's well established that all things resonate.
But would you go as far as saying that feelings are a form of vibration?
It's about what other people are doing. It's not about the science.
You can use music to change actions and behaviors of human beings.
Do you think that's actually part of a hidden political agenda?
Anything that your brain produces, these are all various types of vibration.
This particular tuning was just harsh enough that made it good for crowd control.
The bottom line about the tuning thing is how do we relate to other people?
If music is a tool that we use to heal and to feel better, can it also be used to cause harm?
I have a deep connection with music. For me, music is divine, a form of energy that affects us even if we aren't aware of it. An energy that I felt the first time I touched a musical instrument. A very special energy. I am convinced music has the power to heal, soothe, and bring joy, as well as do the opposite. I have always liked numbers and mathematics, and music is mathematics. Rhythm, chords, and tuning all have to do with numbers. And numbers in music have to do with vibration. Vibration is everywhere, in sound, image, movement, even in our cells. Our very own heartbeat is a vibration. This could be why music has a special effect on us. There is a theory about shared resonance which links between our consciousness and vibration. Tam Hunt, a scientist and specialist in the philosophy of mind, is behind this theory. He also wrote the book Eco, Ego, Eros.
I want to ask you about a paper that you wrote and about it, the relationship between consciousness and vibration.
In today's, conventional physics, it's well established that all things resonate at some frequency, and that means everything is vibrating. There's always some movement, some vibration, some resonance. When certain things come into proximity to each other, they start to, in many cases, resonate at the same frequency. That allows for a combination of those items into a larger resonant whole. When you have these tiny things resonating together, their little bit of consciousness in that piece of matter combines, then it goes up a hierarchical scale of complexity from the very simplest things to complex things like humans.
So the way I vibrate can have an effect on or influence people that are around me?
It does, yeah. Right now, there's various levels of vibration. You are speaking to me, and your vocal cords are making a vibration through the air, being picked up by your computer's audio, then being sent up by my computer's speakers to my ear. It resonates my sensory apparatus in my ear, which then goes through various other types of resonance to my brain, and I experience your voice and the meaning of your words in my mind. So that's one level. There are other levels of resonance. And what we're saying in our general resonance theory of consciousness is that everything is simply a series of nested hierarchies of shared resonance. When you have parts of the brain that resonate together, this is also called coherence. When you are conscious, you have various parts of the brain that connect through these large-scale shared coherences, shared resonance. When you are sleeping, you have very high delta rhythms, and the various parts of the brain are kind of doing their own thing. It's not chaos per se, but it's definitely far less coherent than when you're conscious.
So consciousness is related to resonance. But would you go as far as saying that ideas and feelings are a form of vibration?
Yeah, for sure. Anything that your brain produces, whether it's a feeling of hunger or irritation or happiness, these are all various types of vibrations of shared resonance. And we can then, over time, develop a library of waveforms associated with certain ideas, with intentions, with, you know, feelings. And then that is basically the external representation of those feelings.
According to Tam Hunt, our feelings, our thoughts, are also a form of vibration. We vibrate like music. What would happen if the entire vibration of music as a whole changes to a different frequency? Would we notice? This object is called a tuning fork. It was invented in the year 1711. It vibrates at a particular frequency of 432 hertz, or 432 vibrations per second. The musical scale has seven notes. Each one of them corresponds to a particular vibration. And when you tune an instrument, you match the La note or A note above middle C to the vibration of the tuning fork. Then you tune the rest of the notes using this as your reference. In the 20th century, it was recommended by an international conference that the A above middle C note should be tuned to a standard of 440 hertz or 440 vibrations per second. Before the standardization, many people tuned their instruments to the frequency of 432 hertz. And some people claim that tuning your instrument to this frequency produces a sound that feels more natural, and that the standardization to 440 hertz was not an innocent decision. Alan Cross is a music composer and radio broadcaster. He could explain more about this.
Can you tell me about the theory that says that tuning your La note or A note to 432 hertz is actually more natural and has a relationship with sacred geometry?
We have to go all the way back to Pythagoras, who came up with a divine series of ratios between tones. And if you follow Pythagorean theory about how music should sound, you end up with a slightly different set of pitches on our scale than we're actually using today. The question is, what should middle A sound like? And if you talk to Pythagorean people, they'll say that it should be at 432 hertz. It does make a slight difference to the ear compared to a song tuned to 440 hertz. They don't sound artificial. They sound more natural.
Do you think that standardizing to 440 hertz is actually part of a hidden political agenda?
Everybody has a theory as to where this 440 hertz middle A standardization came from. There are people who believe that it was the Nazis and Goebbels who thought that this particular tuning was just harsh enough that made it good for propaganda and made it good for mind control and made it good for crowd control. There are other people who will insist that no. When the standardization came in about 70 years ago, the Rockefellers were somehow involved, and they wanted to make sure that music conformed to their will. Now, there's no proof of that, but it's a great story.
Do you think we can actually use music to influence people to change their behavior?
You can use music to change actions and behaviors of human beings. All you have to do is go to a meditation ceremony with some Tibetan singing bowls and see how that makes you feel. All you have to do is go to a dance club and wait for somebody to put on that great song with a drop in the middle that makes everybody go wild. You know, there's a reason we have national anthems. There's a reason we have martial music for people going into war. There are reasons why we have protest songs and religious songs. So all this stuff is used to affect the attitude and emotion of the people who hear it. So if we go back to our 432, 440 hertz conspiracy, you can see why some people believe that if there was a cabal, an Illuminati type group that could change the way music was presented to the planet, well, then this may have some interesting crowd control, propaganda, mind control aspects. Whether it's true or not, whether somebody actually thought this through all the way and actually implemented it so that it works, that's another story.
Don't you think that in the middle of all these loosely connected ideas and information, it is possible that you may get lost?
This is exactly why I ask questions, to be able to discriminate between reality and randomly and loosely connected ideas.
But sometimes reality is just some randomly and loosely connected ideas.
Music is part of every single culture that I know. It is used to celebrate or cheer us up, or to mourn and quiet our souls. Music is vibration, and music is mathematics. 4 + 3 + 2 = 9. And this, to some people, is a divine number. The composer Giuseppe Verdi was a big supporter of the 432 tuning. That's why this tuning system is also called Verdi's La. It is thought to be a pure tone, mathematically consistent with the patterns of the universe. It vibrates with phi, also known as the golden ratio, a ratio found in geometrical shapes of nature and even in our DNA. Some say this pitch can be connected to everything, from Nautilus shells to the works of ancient civilizations. Some people argue that 432 hertz resonates with 8 hertz, the Schumann resonance, the fundamental electromagnetic beat of the Earth. Maybe that's why it feels better. I found a website of an American musician, johnmichaelswift.com, who has an interesting view.
We've heard all about the conspiracy of the 440 hertz. Can you, as a musician, tell me your point of view about it?
In my experience, there's two kind of main ways of thinking on this issue. There's sort of the scientific camp over here, and then sort of the spiritual camp over here. And you know, the scientific camp tends to really want things that they can measure, things they can verify. It has to kind of fall within the realm of falsifiability. They tend to want to see evidence, to prove it's wrong or it's right. And what I've tended to find is that, well, the spiritual camp for me really hasn't shown me what I need to see to believe in 432. You know, the scientific camp also hasn't come to me and say, well, this is how we would prove that 432 is a non-resonant frequency or has no spectral properties.
So there's no way to prove this theory either way.
The bottom line about the tuning thing is, how do we relate to other people? You know, A432 is a pitch standard. A440 is a pitch standard. It's about what other people are doing. It's not about the science. And when you choose that pitch standard, you're choosing who you align with. If you go with A440, you're going with Western classical music, you are going with Western scientism. That is your choice. If you choose A432, you are choosing spirituality, and really maybe to a certain degree to align with other certain traditional groups. Although when you choose a pitch standard, you're choosing a group. And you're gonna get a lot more than just the music with that. You get the people too, and everything that goes along with those people.
Everything is vibration. The whole universe is music. In fact, scientists discovered that even black holes vibrate at a very deep B-flat pitch, 57 octaves lower than middle C. And our voice vibrates too. I also think truth is a vibration, a special kind of pitch. For me, searching for the truth is like tuning an instrument. I'll keep listening to the truth, and I'll keep asking questions.